Boris Johnson says he still believes a trade deal between the UK and EU can be reached by October the 15th. To get a deal, he says the EU needs to budge on some of its red lines. If agreement can't be found by that date, the Prime Minister says the two sides should admit one isn't going to happen in time for the end of the Brexit transition period at the end of the year. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the government is relaxed about either scenario.
The question is whether we get a Canadian-style future arrangement, which obviously we'd prefer, or whether we have to leave on the basis of the deal that we've got on what will essentially be an Australian-style exit.
An Australian-style exit, by the way, means no trade deal. The UK would default at the start of 2021 to a relationship with the EU based on international trading terms. Access to Europe's single market would be more restricted than in a deal outcome, and barriers to trade would be higher. EU Brexit spokesperson Daniel Ferry says an agreement is still possible.
From the very beginning of these negotiations, the European Union has been engaged and engaged constructively and in good faith with the United Kingdom. We are fully concentrated on making the most out of this week's negotiating round and out of negotiating rounds that will follow. We share Prime Minister Johnson's desire to reach a deal quickly. We will do everything in our power to reach an agreement which should be in line with the EU's long-term economic and political interests.
Among the issues holding up progress, Britain's position on state aid. But heading into Tuesday's talks, a new issue that threatens to derail them. The UK is planning to publish legislation on Wednesday that some analysts suggest could contradict the terms of the withdrawal agreement between Britain and the EU, signed in 2019. Daniel Ferry says if that were the case, it could be fatal for the chances of a trade deal.
The full implementation of the withdrawal agreement, including the protocol in Ireland and Northern Ireland, is a prerequisite for the negotiations on the future partnership.
Downing Street insists its legislation will only make minor clarifications to the withdrawal agreement. Former Conservative Cabinet Minister Michael Heseltine, a prominent critic of Brexit, says the government's actions are counterproductive.
That's more for domestic opinion than for anything else. It's to try and give some of the newspapers the headline, giving the impression the government is in charge, when the reality, of course, is that the government is not in charge. The Europeans are the ones who will determine whether this thing happens or not. And threatening to bully them and to issue declarations of this sort merely makes the actual progress harder to achieve.
Tensions are running high, and optimism a deal can be reached by Boris Johnson's deadline is in short supply. This week's talks could be very thorny indeed. At the same time, we are getting to the point in negotiations when you would expect sabre-rattling and tough talk on both sides. The question is whether it leads in the end to concessions and a deal, or a further hardening in positions and no deal. Ollie Barrett, London.